Moncrief on News Talk.
Along with so much else, Donald Trump is changing architecture. All US presidents changed the interior of the White House to a certain extent, and Trump, true to form, has made it as goldy and gaudy as possible. And he's now extending this philosophy to all federal buildings. Emma Galese is an architectural historian. Good afternoon, Emma.
Hi, Sean. Good afternoon.
So he has issued a presidential order, making federal architecture beautiful again. And so what does he want to see happen?
Well, basically, according to a CNN article, the White House, A, doesn't normally do this. So it's come out and it said that all federal buildings from now on will be in a classical style to give beauty back to the public, inverted commas. So it wants to ban all forms of modernist style, brutalism, the modernist movement, deconstructionism, and lists off all these styles. So basically, it just wants to hark back to a neoclassical style.
Yeah. And describe for us what that means. What does neoclassical mean? Maybe some examples from Ireland. What would be neoclassical buildings?
Oh, yeah, we're all familiar with it. So it'd be like James Gandon's Four Courts or the Custom House or the old City Hall in Dame Street. So we're all familiar with those buildings. They kind of look like ancient Greek or Roman temples. So kind of the civic buildings we'd see around the country from the 18th to 19th century.
Yeah. And in terms of public buildings, when did the world stop building in that style?
Well, in a way, people still are, but I suppose it gained momentum in the 1920s, 1930s, what we call the modern movement or the international style. So listeners might have heard of the Bauhaus School. It was originally in Dessau in Germany, and then it moved to Berlin, and it gave architects like Walter Gropius and Mies van der Rohe, a lot of these German architects that ended up in American universities when Hitler basically deemed it a degenerative form of architecture and closed down the architecture school.
And is there perhaps, is it a stretch to say a right-wing view of the world, perhaps even extreme right-wing view of the world, tends to favour this neoclassical style in public buildings?
My first thought when I heard this was, we're going back 100 years to the era of totalitarian European dictators. They all wanted to control public buildings to push their political ideologies. So we saw this, like I mentioned, with Hitler when he was chancellor in Germany in the early 30s. We saw this Mussolini in Italy, with Stalin in Russia. So mainly with fascist dictators, but you also got it with communist leaders as well from the 1930s down to, I suppose in a way, the end of the USSR right down to the late 80s, early 90s.
Okay, so it's more totalitarian governments it might be associated with.
Yeah, so that's the worrying thing, that Trump is, with this executive order, in a way, it's very reminiscent of this time in European history.
Yeah. And I suppose that style of architecture, obviously it's by definition neoclassical. So it harks back to an earlier time. It suggests there was perhaps a golden period of history.
It's funny. I think in a way, does it tie into Trump's make America great again, you know, make architecture great again? So in his mind, does all this tie back to, you know, is the 19th century his golden era, if he deems the architecture of this era to be the perfect template for all federal buildings from here on in? He's also commissioned, I have it here, $200 million, 90,000 square foot ballroom to be added to the White House. And that is in a neoclassical style as well. So he is shaping the White House in Washington in this mold.
Yeah. It's one of our listeners texts in to say, what's a classical building to a state that's only 250 years old?
Yeah, like they borrowed from Europe. So I don't know, the listeners know this. So the guy that designed, the architect designed the White House, was an Irish architect, James Hoban, and he based it on the Dulles similarities with Leinster House, which is now our Dáil. Like, that was a private residence. But the listener's right. It's a brand new country, but they did borrow a lot from Europe. And it's a pity that it's gone backwards. Like during the 20th century, America was leading the way in architecture. You know, you had Saarinen and Frank Lloyd Wright. And even though Ireland, we were looking towards mainland Europe, we were also looking to America for architecture. And I feel this is such a step backwards. Like our young American architects and young, you know, engineers and builders having to not get their teeth into their own designs and latest technology and to be harking back to, you know, the 18th, 19th century, even back further, you know, 16th century, this became popular. It's, you wouldn't do this to, you know, literature or music or fashion or art, but for some reason, he's allowed to do this with architecture.
Well, so far. Indeed, you'd wonder, because as far as I know, that ballroom he once built won't be completed until when his term of office is over, unless another executive order is on the way to extend that term. Emma, thanks a million for talking to us today. Emma Galise is an architectural historian.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.